Fellowship Church's devotional podcast, devoted to bringing you some spiritual truth to consider every day, Monday through Friday. Well, we're continuing our little mini-session through 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, 16 through 18, which I will quickly read again. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Kickers are a notoriously in their own head lot. Kicking in football games, which there's very few positions I would want less if I was on a football team. Kicker can win or lose you the game, and it's kind of a one-man show at that moment. But much like free throw shooting, much like the game of golf, there's really not much you can blame poor play on. And often people get streaky, or if they have a few bad swings, a few bad shots, a few bad kicks, suddenly they get in their own head, and they're not able to kick or shoot or swing as well as they previously had, or as well as they would like to. And the solution for almost all of them is to play their way out of it, is to keep swinging that golf club, is to keep shooting free throws until things start falling again, and to keep, yes, kicking kicks. When is it a good time to practice? When is it a good time to get reps? When you're playing poorly or when you're playing well? And of course, the answer is both. That is what is needed. In the same way, today we are told to give thanks in all circumstances. We need to give thanks when things are good. We need to give thanks when things are not going well. Now, very often we jump to the difficulty of giving thanks when things are trying, when things are hard, when we're experiencing loss. But we don't want to gloss over giving thanks when things are good. I think of the story of 10 lepers in the Gospels where Jesus heals 10 lepers and 9 of them just carry on about their business. They leave and they go on to be excited about their life being restored to them, being able to hug and touch their loved ones again, being able to live a normal life. Only one turned back and thanked Jesus. The danger here is that when things are good, sometimes we can be content merely with the gift. We are worshiping the created thing rather than the creator. We are worshiping the gift rather than the gift giver. It is important when things are going well not to get caught up in what's going on, but to remember that our Heavenly Father is the one from whom all good things come. He is the giver of good gifts, and every good thing we have is a gift from above. So we want to be thankful in good circumstances, but certainly, yes, when things are difficult. Sometimes it's more trying to practice gratitude. Again, in this passage, we've been throwing back to Philippians 4, where it says that do not be anxious about anything. Okay, well, why would we need this? Because we are anxious about something. So what's our response? With prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. The children's devotion that we are given every month to be reading through as a church, we recently read Colossians 3, where it talks about giving thanks multiple times as part of our worship to God, meaning that thanksgiving is something that we can practice. It is not merely something that we have to intuitively feel. It is something we can consciously do to thank God, whether good or bad. I've been very slowly reading through a book called The Rare Jewel of Christian Contentment. And it talks about weighing the mercies of God against the afflictions that we may face in this life and a possible objection. You will say, yes, but you do not know what our afflictions are. Our afflictions are such as you do not conceive of because you do not feel them. Answer, though I cannot know what your afflictions are, yet I know what your mercies are. And I know that they are so great that I am sure there can be no affliction in this world as great as the mercies you have. If it were only this mercy that you have this day of grace and salvation continued to you, it is a greater mercy than any affliction. And he goes on, but it's a reminder that whatever situation we may be facing, we can always give thanks for the gift of a relationship with God, the gift of our lives, the gift of the love of our Heavenly Father that is available to us. That is a greater gift than any difficulty we could be facing in this life, as difficult as they may be. And more than that, as we see throughout Scripture, to rejoice in our trials, to rejoice in our sufferings, as we've talked about recently in an elders meeting, can we even thank God for our difficulties? Because they are an opportunity to grow, to see Him working in our circumstances. This is difficult, impossible maybe, but nothing is impossible with God. Give thanks in all circumstances, Scripture tells us. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Very often in our lives, we're looking for, you know, God, what do you want from me? What is your will for me? What do you want me to do? There are some explicit things in Scripture that we can cling to and know what God's will for us is. There's the famous Romans 12, 1 and 2, to be transformed by the renewing of our mind. Do not conform to this world, so you may be able to test and approve God's will. We know that God wants us to do that, and we know that God wants us to give thanks in all circumstances. So we can boldly live out God's will for us today by giving thanks, whatever we may be facing. God, thank you for today. Thank you for your word and the reminder that we can rejoice always, that we can be praying without ceasing, and that we can be giving thanks in all circumstances. This is hard for us. Hard in the good times because we get distracted by the good gifts you've given us. Hard in the difficult times because we don't feel much like giving thanks. God, but what we need is not to take a break from you, but to lean into you and to practice gratitude for all that you have blessed us with. Help us to do this for your glory and our good, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for tuning into another edition of Let's Talk. Church family, you are loved. Have a blessed day.